This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Omenzon. California American Water faces a late 2016 deadline to dramatically reduce the amount of water it takes from the Carmel River. This week, it submitted a new proposal for the Monterey Peninsula's water supply to the California Public Utilities Commission. The three-pronged approach includes a desalination plant in North Marina. That plant will produce either 9 million gallons of water a day or 5.4 million. The size depends on the other project components. CalAmm's Manager of External Affairs, Catherine Bowie, explains.
The reason that we can make it smaller is that we're looking at purchasing water from the Monterey Regional Water Pollution Control Agency. They have a groundwater replenishment project, which is essentially highly treated recycled water that can deliver up to 3,500 acre-feet of water a year. So if that project can come online in time to meet the cutbacks, then we will be able to reduce the size of the desalination plant. And then the third prong is aquifer storage and recovery. That's a program that we do in cooperation with the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District. It's already in operation, and we're essentially just looking to expand that program. And the way ASR functions is we take the winter flows off the Carmel River that just go straight out to the ocean, and we have additional water rights so that we can capture some of that excess flow, and then we store it in the natural underground seaside basin for withdrawal in the summer months when the river dries up.
Is it possible for this project to be done before customers start having to experience serious rationing?
Yes, it's possible. Getting it done before the dramatic cutbacks take effect really depends on moving through the process as quickly as possible. So certainly if there are major challenges, permitting challenges, other delays, then it will be difficult to meet the deadline. But we think that we've developed a proposal that has the least risk in terms of permitting or legal challenge.
And those dramatic cutbacks would happen at the end of 2016. Mm-hmm. What would that look like for customers?
It's a good question, and the truth is that it's really hard to imagine. Right now, our average residential consumption is the lowest in the state. It's less than 50 gallons per person per day, which is really minimal, and especially considering that most people around here do have some outdoor use. The state health standards pretty much say that residents cannot be restricted to less than 35 gallons per person per day. That's 35 gallons is pretty much the minimum that you need for indoor use and health and safety. So when we think about getting to those dramatic cutback levels in 2016, that would essentially cut our available water supply in half. If you're providing the residents with the 35-gallon minimum, there's really not much left over for commercial use. So we've heard a lot from the hospitality industry talking to the regulators at the state saying, you know, please rethink this cutback schedule because there is no way that our hotels and restaurants and businesses could survive without adequate water.
That was CalAmm's Catherine Bowie. The estimated cost of the project could reach $370 million. The average customer bill could more than double.